You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are always encouraging blind and partially sighted people to take up some sports or some activity. The benefits of physical exercise, not just the physical side, but for the mental health or even making new friends. Swimming is one that's very much in the news at the moment. If you swim at the local leisure centre, or perhaps you fancy a bit of open water or wild swimming, I have with us Sadie Rockcliffe from Brighton University and para swimmer Melanie Barrett as well. Sadie, I'll come to you first of all, because you've been involved and a lot of research and a lot of work around making swimming, and that's what we're going to be talking about, kind of open swimming, more accessible.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I've been working with people who are blind and partially sighted, and it has such incredible benefits, like you said, for your physical, your physiology, your social well-being. And it's great as well to connect with other people. So it's just ensuring that the infrastructure's there and that people are be able to enjoy it in their own way.
Are you finding that perhaps pool operators or people who run these open or wild water swimming experiences, are they more open now to saying, okay, how can we get more blind and partially sighted people in the water?
Yes, it's been a fantastic experience. Swam with lots of different people across England last year, and we had some really great experiences in different lakes, rivers and quarries and seas. And the landowners were brilliant in understanding. But there is more that needs to be done. There are some stories where people aren't sure. So it's just about asking the right questions, asking people to be able to help advise them so we can make these spaces even better.
And we've spoken in the past, Sadie, about some swimming in Brighton. I think that's still going from strength to strength.
The National Open Water Swim Centre Sea Lanes in Brighton have now launched visually impaired swim sessions for those who are blind and partially sighted and would like quieter spaces to be able to swim and enjoy the water. On the beach, right next to the sea, it's a really wonderful outdoor pool. And now they do that on a Saturday as well for people that work during the week. And they also now offering a complimentary shuttle service. So that will pick people up in a number of locations around Brighton, including the train station and the major bus station for those that come from out of city, so they can come down and enjoy the wonderful space together.
We will give some more details about that, Sadie, in just a moment. We've got with us para swimmer Melanie Barrett as well. Melanie, you're a gold medal winner. You've competed at Paralympics. But what got you into swimming in the first place?
Ah, in the very first place, many years ago, you mean, when I was really little?
Absolutely.
I was taken to swim from a really early age. And I just always felt really safe in the water. And I just loved the feeling of being in the water and moving through it. And the control I had over how I moved in the water, I guess, I always just loved the feeling of it. But it wasn't until I was quite a bit older, when I was mid-teens, I would say, that I actually really started training properly.
What drew you to the competitive side?
It's my nature. I'm very competitive in every area of my life, I think. You wouldn't want to play board games against me, put it that way. Not just that, I guess. I like having a focus and something to work towards and a challenge. And you can't really get much bigger than the Paralympics for a challenge. I love a reason for going to the pool and for training, and it makes me work a lot harder. It gives me a lot of drive and focus in life. That probably more than the needing and wanting to win. It was the kind of structure that I liked and the focus that drew me towards training and competing.
I suppose that there's some people out there, you know, with sight conditions who maybe, you know, feel a little bit nervous about going along to a pool for the first time or open water swimming as well. Is that something you ever came across?
I thought for a really, really, really long time that it was something that I'd never be able to do. When I'm swimming in a swimming pool, like a lot of blind and visually impaired people, we rely on methods of working out where we are in the pool. So the lane ropes or anything that we can see at all, like the lane ropes change colour or we count strokes, you know that you're swimming straight. Whereas in open water, if you have normal sight, then you can look into the distance and focus on something and swim towards it, and you can see what's around you. And I just thought, I'm not going to be able to do it, it's impossible, because like, there's no lane ropes in open water, and how would I ever know where I was? So for a very long time I thought it was something that I'd never be able to do, even though I'd read books about amazing swimmers that have swam all around the world and from country to country and in the Arctic and Antarctic, and it just seemed like the most incredible thing to do. It wasn't until I think probably lockdown, which I think is quite embarrassing in a way because everybody took it up during lockdown. That I actually found a friend who was a very keen open water swimmer. She was a channel swimmer, or she still is. And she took me to my local river and helped me have my, first experience of swimming in open water. Well, we say swimming, but it's not actually what we did wasn't swimming. It was more kind of like what I would refer to as bobbing. So kind of just like a very social thing where you got your heads up and you're just chatting. And I absolutely loved the experience. It was just so not overwhelming. It was kind of just nature was just all around me, and it was so invigorating. I could smell the different smells of nature and hear all the birds and feel the wind on my face, and it just felt the most amazing feeling. And then obviously alongside that there was the whole cold water experience, which obviously is not particularly nice when you first get in, but the benefits from it are huge. So physically I felt so much better and mentally hugely better, and it just made such a big difference to my life in a short amount of time. And then there's also the social aspect. As a blind or partially sighted person, I know that it's so hard sometimes just to leave the house, and I found it very difficult to make friends because as socially it's very difficult to pick up non-verbal cues and all the usual things that are very challenging for blind and visually impaired people. It can be very intimidating being in a big social group, but taking part in open water swimming, I've actually found it such an incredibly inclusive group of people that they have really helped me and supported me to take those initial steps into the water, but then also make the most incredible group of friends that are so supportive.
Sadie, Melanie's obviously sold on the open water swimming there. What about people who you've been involved with who've done it for the first time as well? What's the feedback been like?
It's been really, really positive. It's just been very invigorating and hugely empowering. People that have been getting into the water have come out saying that they felt the absolute freedom. They felt like they weren't disabled, in their words. They were like everybody else, again, in their words. And that they could just, like with Melanie, just really push yourself without that fear of tripping and falling, a lot of them were saying. And there were many that were competitive runners as well. And now that's it. Now they just want to take it up again and see where it'll go. So it's been really, really liberating for lots of people. It's been fantastic.
You don't have to be a really, really good swimmer. Many people do it who just kind of bob around, do a bit of a heads up breaststroke and do it for the kind of the feeling and the experience of being in the water. So you don't have to be a really keen swimmer to get the benefits of cold water swimming. I mean, the benefits are so huge and so well documented now. There are many, many groups locally that you could look to join. There are often local blue tits group that are very, very welcoming. And also British Blind Sports, they're starting to help encourage people towards open water swimming, although it's not a really recognised thing as such yet. But we are hoping to make it more accessible for everybody. And we are organising an event in Brighton on the 27th of June, which is aimed specifically at helping blind and visually impaired people have a go at sea swimming. And you don't have to be a terribly experienced swimmer, just have to be able to do 50 meters or so. It could be head up, breaststroke, anything like that. And it can give you a chance to feel what it's like to be in the sea and how you can be in there safely and experience the benefits of the cold water and the social interaction and making new friends. And it's a completely free event, so you won't have to pay anything at all, and it'll just be the most amazing day with some incredible coaches, and also a free sauna and food and drink. We're hoping, if that goes well, that we can then roll it out around the country and do more days similar to that. Because I know how difficult it is to take those first few steps. I'd love to help more people do it. And if they could come along to a day like this, I'm sure it'll give them confidence to then maybe we could help get them in touch with somebody local to them that they could then carry on doing it.
If people want to find out more about it, just remind us of where and when it is and where people get more details.
Yeah, of course. So the event is called Gateway to the Sea. You can book via British Blind Sport. If you just search Gateway to the Sea, it'll take you straight to the event. It's on, as Melanie said, Saturday the 27th of June. It's 10 until approximately 4. And it will be based at Sea Lanes in Brighton. So there'll be some wonderful coaching work in the pool first, and then lots of refreshments and chats. And Melanie's going to share some awesome stories. Make use of the saunas that are there. There's some plunge pools as well, and lots of food and drink. And we're also working in partnership with the Red Foundation as well. Everyone is more than welcome to bring their own guide or to request a guide, and we'll have lots of volunteers there. Your guide can come with you and get into the water, get into the sea, or they can come down and just be on the stones, etc., as well.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event. Let's hope more people do get involved and give it a try. And thanks to both of you, to Sadie and Melanie, for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having us.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.